Allah Ta'ala says, yeah, now in this ayat, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا جو لوگ کافر ہوئے, those people who just believed in the Quran Sharif, وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ اور روکا اللہ کے راہ سے, and they stopped people from the path of Allah, that is, they stopped others also from believing in the Quran Sharif, قَدْ ضَلُّوا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا وہ بہت کر دور جا پڑے, they went astray and they went very far astray. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala explained that those who don't believe in the Quran Sharif and who discourage others from believing in the Quran Sharif, these people have gone, Allah Ta'ala explained them that they are stopping people from the true path, from the path of Allah Ta'ala, and they have gone very much astray. And of course, as we have mentioned over and over, that these ayat are referring to the kuffar. But why did Allah put them in the Quran Sharif, and we, who are the Muslims, we are going to read? It is for us to take a lesson, that we must not also in any way just believe in the Quran Sharif. Like that, alhamdulillah, all Muslims believe in the Quran Sharif. We recite the Quran Sharif. But we must also take it that it is the Kitab of Allah. It is a Kitab of Hidayat and guidance for us, that we must make our lives according to it. Not just in an abstract way, we only make tilawat, but we don't apply it in our lives. And that perhaps very, very important also, that it should not be that we are stopping people from the path of Allah, from the deeni path, the path that pleases Allah Ta'ala, that saddu an sabilillah, that we stop people. Though we are reading Quran Sharif one side, like the munafiqeen, they should also read Quran Sharif. But it should not go, as the Quran Sharif explained, below their throats, the subject matter of it. So we should be very careful for that. In that, we don't have to become mayus, lose hope. Allah's mercy is very great. When we sincerely in our hearts we know, we believe in the Quran Sharif, then accept it and accept Allah Ta'ala. Great, great mercy. Allah's mercy is unlimited and untold. We are not fit for it in the least, but Allah's mercy is very, very great, and we must never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. The other great door Allah has kept open for us is Tawbah and Istighfar. Wherever we find ourselves, weakness in ourselves, we don't have to lose hope, that we should make proper Tawbah and Istighfar. By the barakat of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all gunas. No matter what gunas, the Quran Sharif explains, a person could have committed the worst gunas, and he could have made the worst zulam, that is the worst gunas he has committed. But he makes tawbah, istighfar, Allah Ta'ala forgives all the gunas. So we should not ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, no matter what our condition is. And every person, whatever his condition is, whether he is close to Allah or is far, but he must have hope in the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Never lose hope in the mercy. And we should keep on making tawbah and istighfar. By that Allah opens great doors for us. So may Allah give us tawfiq. The following ayat is very similar also, but there is more explanation. So inshallah we'll discuss that tomorrow. But we should always have hope in the mercy of Allah and see where we are and always try and progress and go to a higher stage. We make shukr what Allah has given and try and go to the highest stage, become more closer to Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, especially with regard to the Quran Sharif, to accept the Quran Sharif wholeheartedly from the bottom of our hearts, that we accept it. That we accept the Quran Sharif, every Muslim accepts it. But then further, there is great detail in it, and a person should make efforts to progress in that line. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah.